Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, calling all South Dakota crafters and artists. Stay Crafty Sodak is a new digital series by SDPB arts reporter China Lockett, and she joins us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Black Hills studio for an update. Hey, China.
Good morning, Lori.
This is so much fun. It looks like you're having fun when you do these digital shorts.
I am. That's the best part, is that I love crafting, and I am getting paid to do what I love with all of these really talented people.
Right. And I bet you're finding all kinds of people who have, because now every time I go somewhere and I see somebody doing something, I say, you need to call China. So they're probably all calling you. And are you getting what kind of response from the series so far?
Well, it's really exciting. I've seen a lot of people who are sharing the posts on Facebook and saying that they want to do them with their friends. And I've actually seen a couple people who have tried it post their pictures on my timeline. And that makes me really happy because the crafts that I'm looking for are easy to do at home and affordable. So you don't have to have an art degree to do them.
Right. And it's okay to mess up. And this next one, this most recent one, it seems like it's particularly okay to mess up, because it's kind of messy in the first place. Tell us about geode acrylic pouring.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. So there's this artist, Callie, who makes these really beautiful geode paintings, and she glues gemstones onto them, and they're all shiny, and they look like a really expensive piece that you'd hang on your wall. But she showed me the behind the scenes work. All you do is you mix the acrylic paints with water, and then you layer them in a cup. You instead of using a paintbrush to get the paint on the canvas, you pour it on, like in this swivel technique that you can see in the video. And then you just shake the canvas side to side, and it spreads out. And the final product just looks like marble or a geode that you'd find in nature. So it's really cool. It's really easy and fun.
And talk a little bit about, because I have a few friends who are doing this, and they're posting their stuff online. And I don't know if they were doing it at the same time, if they were inspired by you or whatnot. But it's also an entry point, because it feels like some of these things that you're bringing to the show are, you know, more advanced techniques. And I'm thinking about pleating and folding, when you make it seem easy when somebody maybe thought that was going to be hard. But this is one that, once, you know, you just want to play with paint, and then you might go to the next step and the next step. They're entry points into the world of crafting and art.
Totally. So like for the geode painting episode, we used a canvas to pour the paint onto. So basically, when you like put paint on a canvas, what you have is like a picture that you're going to hang on your wall or like display. That's it. So it got me to thinking, like, what if we tried this on cotton or polyester? So I used a polyester that was a knit fabric, as we learned from Bridget in episode one. Mm-hmm. That means it's got a little bit of a stretch. And the cotton's a weave, so it doesn't have any stretch. But they both have like these little grips on them where the fabric is like put, or where the threads are put together to make the piece of fabric. And so it's similar to a canvas. And I poured paint on the cotton and I poured paint on the polyester, the same technique. And I actually got the same like look as the canvas. It was a little less shiny on the polyester, but just as shiny on the cotton. And I was like, I wonder if I can do this in wearable clothing. So I dried the acrylic paint, because that's how you set it into fabric. And it did not work. It's way too thick. It's not possible to wear clothes that you do an acrylic pour on.
Maybe as like a, you know, sort of a haute couture kind of, you know, like just for one day on the runway or in the fashion show, and then that's it. It's disposable.
Yeah, totally.
Which you probably wouldn't want to do, because what a waste, right?
Yeah.
But I want to know why you're, you know, I think you're so brave to wear a white shirt when you you're doing the paint pouring. I was like, wow, she's confident in her abilities here.
Yeah, I got covered. A lot of feedback on that.
But I guess that's part of the sort of the process and the fun. Tell me a little bit about Callie as an artist. Then there's other places you can find her work too.
So yeah, she's really brave as an artist too. She just kind of found these geode paintings on Pinterest, which is a very dangerous website if you want to save money as a crafter. And she looked up a couple tutorials and thought, well, you know, I can do that. And she's only been doing them for like I think about 4 or 5 months. Yeah. And she already has a functioning business. She's just got a really good eye for design. So she's able to like space out her gemstones and stuff on the image and make them not look clumpy, but make it look like a piece of art instead of a craft like I would make where it looks like you kind of tried something and messed up. Yeah. And her technique is she's got it down to a T, so they don't take too long to make for her. And yeah, she's really rocking it.
All right. Well, you've inspired me not for painting, but for needlepoint with this whole series, because I got my needlepoint canvases out and I've like gone through 3 canvases since you've started this, because it's so good to be back doing those things that sometimes are easy to set aside.
You'll have to teach me needlepoint. I don't know how to do it.
There we go. Yeah. More learning. SDPB's China Locket, you can find Stay Crafty Sodak on the SDPB Facebook page. There's an Instagram page too, right?
Yep. Stay Crafty Sodak on Instagram. And right. I'll post some flops on there.
It's always fun. Hey, China, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Lori.